We are going to talk to Abdul Manak, who's a former cricketer, a performance coach, about taking responsibility in your life and taking responsibility for your life. They say that you can't just accept your things as it is. You need to try your utmost to create the difference you want to see. Abdul, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Jazakallah for allowing me to share with your audience on this beautiful Jumu'ah day, the best of Fridays. Excited to be with you, Maulana.
So tell us about the importance of taking responsibility.
Taking responsibility is critical. Why I say that is because we are the controller of our lives. What we do defines us. If we take responsibility, we can make a choice, turn it around, and be the driver and navigate the life in the direction we want. We can't just drive and hope that everything is going to be okay. We have to take responsibility. And how do we take responsibility? We do not sit in the passenger seat and allow everyone else to tell us what to do. We have to make a choice. Alhamdulillah. And how do we make a choice? It's simple, Maulana. We start by saying Bismillah. In the name of Allah, the Most High, the Most Merciful. And then we start. That is how we take responsibility. The first thing to take responsibility is to make Allah the center of everything, to move from dunya to deen, to move to the life of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to. And when we take that responsibility first and aware of that and conscious of that, inshallah, in that way, we can begin. And begin by the word Bismillah, inshallah.
So what are the limiting factors? Why is it that people don't tend to take responsibility in their lives? They prefer to blame others, to blame circumstances.
The reason is a few reasons, Maulana. Firstly, the world cannot break you. The world cannot change you unless you give it the keys. People give the keys to the world. They give the keys to everyone else. They give the keys to the friends around them. They give the keys to the times and change. They give the keys of their life to the excuses. They give the keys to their life to their past belief system, to their past experiences, to their opinions, instead of taking control of your life. When you give your keys away, when you give the power away of the choice, the biggest limiting factor is who is that? It is you. We have to look at ourselves, Maulana. And when we look at ourselves and take responsibility, you know, I wanted to change the world. And I thought, let me change the world by going around there and doing, making a difference and making a noise. I couldn't. And I couldn't change the world. So I decided, let me come to my community and change my community. I went and I started doing everything, but I couldn't because I thought I must change everyone else. And then I said, let me come home and change my family. And still they didn't work until I looked in the mirror and I realized the biggest thing limiting factor is me. I have to take a look at myself, and when I do, inshallah, I will reflect. I will know that I have a purpose. I will know that I have direction. And inshallah, then I can take ownership of my life. The biggest limiting belief is ourselves, Maulana. Hmm. Let's take that and reclaim that key. And every day we have an opportunity. Like today, Friday, all we have to do is they're looking for a message, people are looking for a sign. The sign is Yajin in our show. Inshallah, we're giving you the opportunity. Reclaim your life, and you start by saying Bismillah. Fuck the belief system that everyone else is responsible for your life.
So finally, what are some of the key steps that you need to take responsibility in your life?
Well, there are quite a few different things. So I created the, there's a few things, Maulana. There's one, I have an acronym. It's 4ABCDEFGH. One, we have to stop. We can decide who are we. Are we a leader or are we a non-leader? Are we a victor or are we a victim? And if we are victim, we will play these traits. We will make assumptions in life. We will do negative A, assumption. We will do negative B. We will blame. We will do negative C. We will complain, criticize, and see life's challenges. When we do negative A, B, C, assumption, blame, and complain, we will feel negative D. We will feel depressed. Dunya will take over, we will choose desire, we will choose shaitan, and suddenly E will happen. We will feel emotional in life, and suddenly ego will take over. We will play in the category of F, failure and fear. Suddenly we will do G, we will give up, and H, we will feel hopeless. To change that, and the steps we need to do is to take it around and change the words we use. We have to change negative A to positive A. So what is positive A? We need to be aware. Today, we need to be accountable. Where are we? On a scale 0 to 10, where are you in your life? Make an honest opinion and then start taking action. Every day, a journey of 1,000 miles is one step. Inshallah, today, you can take a different step. Become aware. Secondly, believe in yourself. Be brave. Be bold. And suddenly, if you believe in yourself and you're bold and you're brave, He will come into your life every day, every Jummah, every morning we wake up, we have seen. We have a choice to change and to choose our life, to choose Deen. Deen is Dunya, or Deen is the Deen. And if we choose Deen, Alhamdulillah, we'll have direction.
Inshallah.
A world of ease. He is, we suddenly start encouraging people around us. We will empower ourselves and we'll have faith in ourselves that we have possibilities in our life. And suddenly we will see Jinn. We will see gratitude. We will make shukr. And we'll turn to the greatest creator of all, our Lord, the Most High. And suddenly we'll have age. We'll have hope. In that way, inshallah, we will stop playing the blame game and we will start. And how do we start? We start with the word called kiss. And what is kiss? Keep everything simple, sunnah. So we follow that process. Inshallah, we will succeed.
Inshallah.
In this way, Maulana, I hope that will inspire the listeners to, inshallah, take action. And if they're looking for a message, they're looking for a sign, inshallah, our show today to say, we're giving you full responsibility. Say bismillah and start your journey, Maulana.